Now let's turn to House District 32. We have an incumbent Republican, Mike Hawker, and challenger Mike Kenney. Welcome back, gentlemen. And we'll start with Mike Hawker, who, as I mentioned, is the Republican incumbent.
And thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here with everyone. I spent my life as a CPA and a financial professional before I ran for the legislature 6 years ago. I ran for the legislature to really fight for fiscal policy reforms. You know, we've done a lot of really good things in these 6 years, specifically this last legislative session. We put $5 billion in savings. We forward-funded education. I led the task force that fixed the school funding formula. We restored revenue sharing, lowering property taxes, and we addressed the retirement system's unfunded liability with bills, one of which I sponsored. Another bill of mine now requires the state to develop a long-range fiscal plan, sort of the holy grail of Alaska politics. We've also had the means. We've been fortunate with high oil prices to be able to make important capital investments in our district, roads, schools, and maintenance. I'm sincerely looking forward to going back to the legislature in the next session to continue to fight for implementing the fiscal policy bill, but taking on the issues of developing long-range fiscal policy, energy policy, and health care policy.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Mike Kenney.
Thank you. Thanks to the folks here at KAKM. I've lived 38 years in the district, starting in Hope with my wife, Val, in the early 70s. When our daughter, Mimi, came of school age, we moved in the mid-70s to Anchorage, where we found our little slice of heaven above Potter Marsh. Working mostly remote construction projects, we built out of pocket. When our son, Mickey, was born a decade later, we got our certificate of occupancy. We persevered and lived our version of the Alaska dream. My focus issues, energy. We need a short-term solution to the Alaskan paradox of paying the highest prices in the nation for our energy. Education, we need systematic change. A 40% dropout rate is not acceptable. And for the elderly, we must incentivize our doctors to accept Medicare patients. I'm Mike Kenney, dedicated to representing the common good, the right change for District 32, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you, Mr. Kenney. It's now your opportunity to ask Representative Hawker a question of your choosing.
Yes, Representative Hawker. Vico's Bill Allen testified under oath that of the 60 legislators, he only trusted five as friends, and you were one of the five. In 2004, you partnered with Pete Codd in a Vico-inspired coup designed to put Pete in as House Speaker. In March of 2006, the conflicts of interest that the Vico-supported legislators had were so obvious, and the oil tax rate such a huge issue, I authorized an article in the Anchorage Daily News that named the names of legislators along with their Vico contribution amounts. We expected that the public scrutiny would force you to at least pull in your horns. According to Pete Cott's testimony in this trial, the response you came up with was the idea of the Corrupt Bastards Club. My question to you is surrounded by what was the most corrupt legislature in Alaska's history. Why did you not stand up at that time but denounce the actions of your group? Why did you tolerate corruption?
And thank you. You know, the former head of the Democrat Party of this state went to jail. He was one of the first guys to go to jail. Legislators that I served with went to jail. They deserved it. You know, we have all been betrayed by people who should have been trustworthy holding their offices. But now, these misrepresentations, mischaracterizations of my own character and record in office are truly just tabloid politics as usual. And it's really sad that this is what campaigns have come to offer the state these days. The public, our constituents, are looking for ideas. They're looking for people with vision and the experience to make that vision a reality for the better part of the state.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kenney, your rebuttal?
Yeah, there's others, too, in the Whittier prison scandal with Bill Weimer, not the Bill Allen and Bill Weimer. You were donated $14,800 in 2003, and this is after what Frank Pruitt in court testified to, that Mike Hawker had intervened for Cornell, even fielding talking points composed by Pruitt for making Cornell's case. This was during the Tom Anderson scandal trial. It is more than just tabloid, sir. It is accountability for your actions. These are facts. These are all provable facts. There's no question that there has to be an accountability by the voters in District 32.
Mr. Hawker.
And thank you. My voting record has supported what my constituents have supported and what they've asked me to do. The Whittier Prison Project was brought to me by the Whittier City Council and the mayor. They asked to pursue that venture. I was proud to pursue it, representing my constituents. Likewise, these mischaracterizations, these issues taken out of context, are nothing more than tabloid politics.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Hawker, we'll stick with you, and it's your opportunity to question Mr. Kenney.
And thank you, Michael. So, Mike, I said one of the most important bills the legislature passed this last session was a bill I sponsored, House Bill 125, which requires the state to develop a long-range fiscal plan. It really has been the holy grail of Alaska politics. And I'm wondering, what are you going to do specifically to implement my fiscal planning bill?
Well, that supposes that I would do anything specifically for your fiscal bill. I happen to believe that the bill that you're referring to, has to do with the POMV, which was a Frank Murkowski instrument, which was a backhanded attempt to get into the permanent fund. I will not support any of those fiscal plans that take away from the permanent fund.
Mr. Hawker, you have a minute.
My opponent is sadly misinformed here. House Bill 125 had nothing to do with the percent of market value a device for managing, protecting the principal of the permanent fund. House Bill 125 requires the state of Alaska to, along with the annual spending plan, each and every year prepare and give to the public a 10-year comprehensive projection and modeling of the state's projected cash sources and uses, every single one of them. It is a critical. Projecting the state's cash balances, the cash sources, the cash uses, is the absolute cornerstone of sensible fiscal planning, where we can start addressing and understanding the context of our actions in each year's budget as we face those critical policy issues the public wants us to look at. They want us to look at health care. We must look at gas line construction. We must look at long-term energy planning. House Bill 125 is the mechanism that will let the public know how we're going to accomplish these objectives.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kenney, 15 seconds.
I am not familiar enough with the details of that House bill, but I am awfully the modern financial techniques that have been used of late, given the meltdown of a financial system, I have serious doubts whether any 10-year look can be anywhere near accurate. I believe that the monetary system is in dire straits, and to say that we can look out that far with the complicated mathematical formulas is dreaming.
Okay, now we'll turn to the host question, and we'll start with Mr. Hawker. And the host question will be, has our relationship, that is the state of Alaska's relationship with the oil companies, gone from perhaps too close to too adversarial in recent times?
It's an interesting question. Certain players in that oil industry have done things that definitely deserve alienation. We look at what ExxonMobil Corporation's refusal to pay the Exxon Valdez settlement. Frankly, I think that's pretty much made them persona non grata in this state with most of the public. I don't see anybody really ready to extend an olive branch at this point. Likewise, we have seen clearly, the issues with Bill Allen, the absolutely intolerable corruption issues that indicated that some members were too close to the oil and gas industry. So, again, it's important that we continue to elect legislators who will always go to Juneau, listening to all sides of the arguments, fairly weight and balance them, get the facts straight, and make the best possible decisions for the future of the state and particularly for our district.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Kenney.
Repeat the question again, Michael.
The question was essentially, has the state of Alaska's relationship gone with the oil industry gone from perhaps too close to perhaps too adversarial? After all, they opposed AGEA.
Thank you. I believe that the relationship we had with the oil companies was one of a subservient. It is about time that we expressed ourselves as the sovereign with all that requires. Most nations have nationalized their oil reserves, their oil production. Of course, we don't have that option, but with the Exxon Valdez, with the head of ConocoPhillips intervening in Juneau to one of his political minions to dismiss the state house, with these high-handed actions that the oil companies have taken, I think it is time to very seriously reevaluate our relationship with oil.
Okay, now we'll start with you, Mr. Kenney. The permanent fund has lost something like $10 billion in value in the last month to 6 weeks. Is the fund in any way endangered because of what's happened on Wall Street and in the housing crisis?
I don't believe it's in danger. I believe it'll take a longer time to smooth back out. We went through this in 2001, when our dividends went down after a couple, 3 years. The smoothing process is designed to take out these shocks. Now, whether or not this shock is going to be followed by other shocks, nobody can say. But at this point in time, I don't believe it's in trouble. I believe that the if you keep your money in the market, eventually you'll get back to a place where we'll have a healthy fund.
Thank you, sir. Representative Hawker.
And thank you, Michael. No, the citizens of the state of Alaska have nothing to fear for their permanent fund being at risk. The permanent fund is managed by some of the most professional, competent management people available in the world. We have a long track record and a history of outperforming the market and being very conservative in our portfolio allocations. I have great faith in the permanent fund's board of trustees and the people they hire. The single greatest thing, and maybe the greatest and wisest thing the state of Alaska ever did, was set that up so that politicians don't have their fingers in any of the decisions being made in that investment management process. As long as the politicians keep their fingers out of trying to manage the permanent fund for their own personal gains or their own personal political agenda, the permanent fund will remain safe.
Thank you, sir. We have time for one more question. We heard earlier from some of our guests references to a bullet gas line from the North Slope southward. Do you think that's a realistic possibility? Starting with you, Representative Hawker.
Yeah, I absolutely believe so. In-state gas, the development of Alaska's gas resources for in-state purposes is the single highest priority we ought have as we develop our gas. My anxiety with the development of an in-state gas line is the provision in the AGIA bill that gave the exclusive rights to TransCanada that prevents the state from facilitating any line that provides more than half a BCF of gas a day. Everyone I've talked to that knows a lot about these things indicates that we really need more than half a BCF a day to really support the development of in-state infrastructure and meet all of the needs of Alaska's consumers. So I think we've hamstrung ourselves a little bit, but, you know, what we do, we can undo when we need to, and getting an in-state gas line, a bullet line started, is one of those things.
Thank you, sir. Turning to the bullet line, Mr. Kenney.
I believe that the line to Canada was one of the larger mistakes that have been made. Canada won't need our gas except for doing the development of the tar sands. The lower 48 has got 500 trillion cubic feet of gas. They're not going to need our gas. It won't be competitive. We have got to get our gas from the North Slope all the way to Valdez for an LNG. If a bullet line or a line from the North Slope to Delta is the first section, then so be it. Let's build one from Prudhoe Bay to Delta. And then if the Canadians in the future decide to tap in, that's fine. But I believe that LNG is the global commodity. It'll be the way that we will monetize that North Slope gas field is through LNG.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to closing statements, and we'll start with Representative Mike Hawker.
And thank you again, Michael, and thank you everyone that tuned in this evening to follow these discussions. You know, I sincerely have appreciated the honor of serving District 32 as our representative in the state legislature. You know, in the time I've served, we've done a lot of good things. We really have reformed Alaska's fiscal policy. There will be more to do. There will always be more to do. I am running for re-election to continue listening to the interests of my district, listening to you, and working for the interest and the things that you tell me are important. My office is always open. Folks that have contacted me know I'm readily available and will continue to be. As we go into the next legislative session, I promise that our priorities will include long-range fiscal, energy, and health care planning. We didn't have a chance to talk much about health care in this debate, but it is a huge issue. I do have a bill coming one more time that will establish a statewide health care planning council to truly address this critical issue. I ask for your vote on November 4th. Thank you very kindly.
Thank you. Mike Kenney.
Thank you. District 32 encompasses the best of Alaska and offers world-class qualities of living. As your representative, I will be a faithful steward, assuring we leave our inheritance ecologically healthy and environmentally intact with ample opportunity for economic growth. Issues of focus that I have include a health system with affordable access for every Alaskan, for seniors, straightforward access to doctors, reasonably priced energy for Alaskans, development of a modern world-class education and training system. Most of all, I offer District 32 representation dedicated not to the benefit of special interests, but to the common good. I am Mike Kenney, that is spelled K-E-N-N-Y, for statehouse.com, and I respectfully ask for your vote.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to take a little break here, and we'll be right back.